guys, so I'm gonna sit and talk with you guys for a second. Today is a slow day at work, so I actually have some downtime in between calls where I can really talk to you guys about everything that's going on, and I can be transparent and vulnerable with you guys about everything. I know I have not been recording. There's a lot going on, you guys, and a lot of things I'm going to discuss in this podcast episode today, so bear with me. It might even need a part two because I don't want to drag more than 30 minutes, but I just want to briefly talk with you guys. I'm struggling really bad right now, I'm be honest with you guys. I'm not okay. I'm dealing with grief. I'm dealing with depression. I'm dealing with anxiety. I'm dealing with stress. I feel like I just have a lot of things that are going on in my personal life that I'm trying to deal with, but I haven't yet dealt with, and it's honestly really, really affecting me to the core. I talk about this a lot on here with you guys. I'm transparent, and we're going to talk about everything. Nothing's going to be held back. Nothing's going to be, oh, I can't talk about this. I can't say this about that person. We're going to put everything on the table about everybody, and I don't care. And again, for the people that be like, oh, why is she putting her people out on here? Everything I say on here about somebody, I've said to that person's face, so I'm not being shady. I'm not talking behind nobody's back. But I feel like if I sit on this podcast and I'm talking to you guys about where I've been and what I'm going through, I got to be able to tell my full story, and I can't hold nothing back or leave anything out of it, because I know that, again, I don't do this for me. I do it because I know it can help somebody out there going through the same thing as me, and if I can be that person for somebody, then that's what I'm going to do. So I need you guys to just listen with an open heart, and the people that get it, the people that don't, but I know somebody out there can relate to me. So anyway, you guys, I talked about this with you guys a lot on here. You guys know that one of my friends passed away last year in August, and I'm still grieving his death very bad. After his passing, nothing felt the same. It's a new year, and I don't know if you guys, some of you may be new listening to me, you may not know the story about how my friend died, so I'm gonna repeat the whole story. I know that's a lot for some of you, but I want you guys to fully understand why I'm in the position I'm in. Last year of August, I don't know the exact date, I can pull up on my phone, but I just don't want to do all that. Okay, I gotta call you guys, I'll be back. So as I was saying, I'm telling you guys a story about how my guy friend passed away, for those who don't know. So yes, it was August. It was the beginning of August, like the first week of August. I was texting him back and forth that day. It was about 4 something. I think, I don't know if it was 4:09, 4:30 or what, but he sent me a text and I went to respond back. And I never heard back from him. Mind you, he's done this before, but he works in construction, so he gets busy. So I'm assuming that he was just busy in construction, or I thought at that time that maybe he would text back the next day, as sometimes he does that. So I'm waiting and waiting. I don't hear anything. Next day, I happen to be on TikTok, y'all, and we have a mutual friend who knows him as well, and she posted rest in peace, and she had his name in the title, and she had a broken heart emoji. Now, I thought it was a joke at first. I said maybe she's talking about another person with the same name. I was panicking, but I didn't know what to do. So my immediate reaction was to try to call and text his phone. Of course, there's no response. So I run to Facebook, and I pull up his Facebook page, and I pull up his sister's page, and all over her page is saying rest in peace to my brother, and she has pictures of him all over the page. She's saying that he passed away. That's when it hit me. That's when I knew it was real. I knew it was real because it was all over her page, his pictures, and every post she did had something to do with him. She was even talking about when his funeral was going to be, and just everything. All I know is that he died suddenly. It wasn't expected. It wasn't planned. They even had a GoFundMe for him. After that day, I just remember that whole day. I just kept crying and crying. And I couldn't stop crying. I just cried the whole day. And I remember I was out with my daughter, and I just kept bawling my eyes out. And I called my mom, and I was
crying, and I was like, I don't understand it. Like, why did God take him? And it's like, I'm still grieving that death. I've never got over it. I miss him. I just feel like, you know, I was never able to really, like, accept the fact that he died, you know? It just happened so sudden. It was like one minute he was here, next minute he was gone. And we had been trying to hang out up until his passing, but everything kept getting in the way between his schedule, my schedule. We never got to see each other. So I didn't get to see him upon his passing, but it just bothers me because I don't have him to go to anymore to talk to. And every day when I wake up, I tell myself that it's a dream, that I'm going to get a call or see him again or something. And then every time I go on Facebook and I go to his sister's page and I just see her talking about her brother and how much she misses him and posting pictures, that's when it always hits me that he's gone and that I'm never going to see him again. It's hard, you guys, because he was such a good friend to me. It's hard. It's not something that I wanted to go through. And it's hard telling the story. It really is. So yes, you guys, I'm just trying to get over my friend's death. He passed away, you know, and it's heartbreaking to know that he died the way he did, y'all. It's just, it's hard. Like, I want to get over it. And people tell me all the time, you should be over his death. You should have been over it. But at the same time, I can't get over it because it's, I think about it every day. And it drives me crazy. It's not only that, y'all. It's like I'm struggling so bad with my depression and my anxiety. Like, I started isolating myself. I don't hardly talk to anybody on my phone. I'm just like to myself 24/7. People have gotten so mad at me, y'all, because they feel like I don't want to deal with them. Like, I'm going to tell y'all some more stuff. I'm going to break everything down. Going through all this has taught me a lesson about the friends I had. A lot of my friends were not really my friends. They were my friends when it was convenient for them. They were my friends when they were getting something out of being my friend. There was never people who were my true friends because they just wanted to be a friend to me. I had to stop talking to a lot of people. I had one particular friend that literally would want me to be the first one to text. If I didn't text this person, we wouldn't talk. It's like, I gotta be the first one to say good morning, how are you, all that good stuff. I'm never getting none of that back from this person. They just wanted me to always be the main one that gotta speak up, always be the main one that's gotta talk. And so I was always the person that was literally the first one to text and call every single time. And honestly, it got old to the point where I said, watch, Sherelle, go a day or two and don't speak to this person. Me and this person haven't spoken days because they, I guess, are still waiting for me to be the first one to speak. And I'm not going to do it. I'm like, if you don't reach out to me, then we're not going to talk. Because I'm tired of being that friend and that person that feels like I have to carry the weight of the friendship. I have to be the first one to speak. I'm not doing it every single day. And you only do it when it's convenient for you or when you freaking feel like it. So I got frustrated. I got tired. I stopped doing it altogether. Not only that, y'all, but it's like, I don't even want to date no more, y'all. Like, I don't even want to date no more. I'm tired of date. I haven't been on no date naps. I'm just tired. And it's like every time somebody come in my life, I just realized I don't think I even want a relationship. I don't want nobody getting close to me. I don't want nothing to do with nobody. I hate it. I don't want nobody getting close to me. I just don't. I don't like men touching me. I don't want to hang out with a man. I don't want to be in a man's presence. It's like I'll text somebody, talk on the phone, but when it gets close to us meeting, I don't even want to do it because it don't feel right to me. And it don't feel good. Like, I don't want to put myself in a situation to be around somebody that I really don't want to be around, for real. So things like that was happening. I didn't really want to freaking be around people. And then I had this one guy that I'm on an OkCupid. He got mad at me because he felt like I wasn't putting no effort in. He was like, you're not putting no effort in to spend time with me, blah, blah. He was like, I really was into you. Mind you, he says all this, but yet when he was, mind you, he had stopped logging onto the app. And he was like, he was that into me. He stopped using the app. Why, if he's so into me, why is he back on the app? Because he hasn't been online in like a good couple of week or two. All of a sudden, he started popping up online again. And telling me that he fell back for me because he felt like I wasn't putting no effort in. So I'm like, if you so into me, why you on dating app? Why you back on a dating app then? The only reason I found out too is because he had messaged me on the app one night. Even though he has my number, he messaged me on the app talking about, I don't know why I'm messaging you on here, but you so sexy or whatever. And I was like, and then he ended up texting me. But I'm like, so you back on the app? Mind you, he been online since. So I'm like, you so into me, but you back on this app, you know, so you can't be that into me if you back on the app and you all into these other people or whatever you're trying to do. So I didn't even really want to say no more to him about that situation. So you know, I just let it be what it was. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, so this whole thing just how it fell out, y'all. And then he got mad, and I was like, I told him, I said, when I go through depression, I'm isolating and stuff. I don't want to deal with people, and there's nothing against you. And he was like, well, you didn't take my feelings into consideration, all the other stuff. And I was like, okay, I apologize or whatever. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings or nothing, but I'm going through something right now. I'm struggling, y'all. Struggling just to get out of bed every day, just to go to sleep at night, is a struggle for me. I can't talk to nobody about half the shit that I go through. I can't talk to nobody about but my therapist. I feel so alone, and people don't get that. And it's not that I don't want to try to talk to guys, but it's just like having somebody come in my life and be close to me bothers me, because everything that I've been through, it makes me think that, especially after my guy friend died, like, everybody's just gonna come in and leave. Mind you, that's what he was trying to do last night, because he was like, oh, well, basically telling me that he was going to leave because he felt like he just wanted to be my friend because I wasn't putting no effort in or whatever the case may be. So this man was like, well, he was like, I'm gonna leave or whatever. And this, that, and the third. Because he got mad because of how I was acting, which I get it, but I told him I'm going through a lot. So basically, y'all, like, I just been to myself, by myself. I haven't had nobody around me like that. And then I have people getting mad at me because I'm shutting down and stuff, but it's reasons why I'm shutting down. because I'm hurting. Like, I don't have, like, to be honest with you, there's only one person, honestly, that's kind of been helping me get through it, and I just want to thank them for that. It's like, this, okay, so I'm just going to break it down. Y'all bear with me because I'm an emotional wreck, and I'm trying to push through, but y'all know how I get. All right, so it's this one person, another guy that I met on OkCupid. All right. And me and him exchanged numbers, like, every night. And mind you guys, he lives in, like, a state that's 2 hours away from me. We still connected and we hit it off or whatever. And now we're, like, really good friends. So, basically, what happened, y'all, is me and him, every day, this man will text me from the time he wake up, from the time he go to bed. He calls me every night before he goes to sleep. And he FaceTimes me. And he talks to me on the phone until we fall asleep. And then in the morning when I wake up, you know, of course, I get up before he does. I'll hang up the phone and then we'll just text all throughout the day. And he calls me every night. He doesn't even know. Like, I tell him every day. I thank him every day. I said, thank you for falling asleep with me at night. Thank you for texting me throughout the day. Thank you. Because that means so much to me. Like, I have not been sleeping. And so when he calls me and we talk on the phone and we fall asleep together, that helps me so much. Because me and him will talk about life. I'll talk to him about my depression and everything. And he doesn't judge me. He'd be like, you can talk to me about anything. I'm always going to be here for you. And he literally will sit and just talk with me for hours until I fall asleep. And then even when I fall asleep, he doesn't hang up the phone. He'll stay on the phone and just listen to me sleep while he plays his game or does something around his house. And that feels good. Because I don't have a lot of people I can talk to. A lot of people that really truly care. So when I met him and we started having these conversations, it changed me. It made me feel better because I had a friend that I could talk to every day. And yeah, he lives in another state, but he's actually coming to visit me this month, and we're just good friends, y'all. We're not in a relationship, none of that. We're just really good friends and we talk every day, and it's a great friendship. Like, he'll talk to me every day. Like I think right now he's still asleep, but he usually texts me about 10 or 11 because when he gets up, he has class Tuesday through Thursday. He has class. He's in school and he works. So Tuesday through Thursday, he has class. And then, like, on Mondays and Fridays, he doesn't. And so, yeah, but when during the week, yeah, he's the only person that will call my phone up, help me fall asleep at night, and still text me throughout the day. Like, he's very understanding. He's not like most people who get mad if you don't text back, if you don't do something. Like, he gets, I'm struggling. But if I didn't have that, I just got into a really bad coughing spell, but headed to try to get something to eat, and basically I am hungry right now, so try to get something to eat. And I'm gonna actually talk to you guys because I have not been able to really talk to you guys like I want to, because life just hasn't allowed me to record how I want to record on here. If this is loud, I'm sorry, y'all. It is cold as heck. I just hopped in my car. I'm going to try to turn the volume up so y'all can hear me. But it's been rough, you guys. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. Like, I'm going to be blunt in this whole conversation. I'm going to go for a short drive, too, because I need to clear my head. I also got to get my dog a new leash or something. But my dad told me to order it. I was going to go to Walmart. But I got to find out what I'm going to eat for dinner, because at this present moment, I ain't got nothing to eat. I think I'm gonna go to Chick-fil-A though, y'all, and get me a salad. I'm trying to stick to my diet, y'all, because I don't want to eat nothing bad and I gain too much freaking weight. So I'm trying to, I actually stuck to my diet today. I'm not gonna say in line, say I didn't have some sugar-free M&Ms, but it was not that many. And most of today, I just pretty much ate like clean. I didn't eat like no cookie. I didn't even have a cookie today, y'all. And I love cookies. I didn't touch the cookies today, nothing. So I'm proud of myself. I ain't had no chips lately. So today was the first day I really took the Weight Watchers seriously out of all the days I've been on this little Weight Watchers journey. So I'm trying not to eat nothing bad, y'all, for real. I'm trying to be healthy as I can. But on a serious note, y'all, I'm just dealing with so much bullshit right now. And again, I haven't talked about it because I just didn't feel like it was something that I needed to really talk about on here with y'all, whatever. I don't know, or because I didn't know how to start the conversation. So basically, I'm just going through a lot right now, y'all. I'm struggling so bad. I'm going through it, and I don't know how to get out of the fucking situation that I'm fucking in, y'all. I'm struggling, and now I kind of regret canceling my therapy appointment because I actually needed that therapy appointment because I'm just struggling with a lot of bullshit right now, and I need to talk to somebody before I explode. Today was one of those days where I don't want to trigger anybody with this conversation, so if you're somebody who is struggling really bad with suicide or anything like that, please do not listen to this any further. Get out of it, because some of the stuff I'm going to say may trigger some people, especially when it comes to suicide or just how I'm going to be talking. So I don't want to trigger anybody listening to me. I promise y'all I'm really going to upload this episode, even though I deleted the other ones I made because I just didn't know what to say to y'all. But please, I don't want to trigger nobody. So I want you guys to literally, if you're suicidal or anything like that, please log off or just don't listen any further and go to another episode. Okay, so today was one of the first days. And I'm just telling y'all, I haven't told nobody else this, that I actually was having like the suicidal thoughts again. It was like I sat at my work desk and I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm so tired. I don't even want to be here anymore. I'm just tired. Like, I had one of those moments, and it's been a while since I had suicidal thoughts, and it's been a while since I felt like this, y'all. And so it kind of caught me off guard because when I saw my therapist like a week or so ago, she was asking me, was I suicidal? And I said no, because at the time I wasn't having those thoughts. But then they came back again today, and it was like it threw me off guard. I'm telling y'all this, but obviously I'm not planning on telling a lot of other people, even though this is like everybody's gonna hear this. But I just feel like I'm struggling so bad right now, and I don't know how else to deal with everything I'm going through. I don't have nobody I can talk to besides my therapist. I just feel like nobody really cares. Like, everybody's mad at me because I don't want to hang out or do something. Everybody has an issue with me. Everybody feels a certain type of way. It's just a lot of things going through my mind right now. I don't know what to think, y'all, to be honest. Like, I'm gonna start off with a lot of topics with y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all about my dating life right now. I'm gonna talk about a lot of stuff. I just need y'all to listen to me. I might be going in and out of different topics, so bear with me if I go off topic and come back to another topic again, because I'm just wanting to talk to y'all. So I have not been using dating apps like that, y'all. I just kind of stopped using them. What happened was, I'm gonna be real with y'all, I met two guys on OkCupid. Well, I didn't meet them personally, but I got their number. So the first guy number I got, he's a truck driver. All right. He was like, he'll be back, because he lives in the same city as me. He's like, he'll be back in the city. He's actually home this weekend. He wanted to see me and wanted to spend some time with me. But he literally got mad at me because he felt as though I was not putting effort in it, that I was being isolating from him and all this stuff. I told him straight up. I struggle with anxiety and depression. I'm struggling right now, so I've been isolating. I haven't been talking to nobody in my phone. All right, he got mad at me and was like, well, you could have let me know, you could communicate that, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, this man was telling me he was only into me, only wanted to communicate with me, only wanted me. And the next thing I know, I see him back on the dating app again. I found out because he actually messaged me on the app. And then after he messaged me, he texted me like, oh, I don't know why I messaged you on the app, but I just wanted to tell you. He said something to me on the app, but I can't remember what it was. I think he said, I look so sexy or something like that. So he was looking at my pictures or whatever. So then, okay, he started getting on that. He was like, well, I feel like you don't want to do this or communicate. He's like, maybe I'll see you when I come back in town again, because he got to go back on the road next week. So he was so mad at me, y'all. And I just told him, like, I didn't do anything intentional, but when I'm going through my depression and stuff,
I'm in like survival mode. It's like a video game when you see people coming at you in Grand Theft Auto or any video game y'all play, like Call of Duty, your whole mind frame is going to change because you're on there trying to, your goal is to try to, sorry y'all, your goal is to try to survive, right? Your goal is to try to not get killed or have anything bad happen to you. So you're going to go into survival mode. When I'm going through my depression, when I'm depressed and I'm crying and I'm having emotional moments, I go into survival mode because I'm trying to figure out how the hell can I get out of this situation? How can I get back to being happy and back to a normal place? So I'm not, it's nothing against nobody. And I don't be intentionally trying to hurt nobody, but my mind goes into, I got to survive and get out of this situation I'm in. So anyway, he was not happy about that shit. He got mad at me. Told me a few minutes ago, y'all, when he texted me, he was like, well, I'm not even bothered about it anymore. If I see you, I see you. If I don't, I don't. I said, so you're saying you don't care no more, basically. I guess he got upset because he felt the way. And now he's in his feelings. So I guess he's mad at me. So I was like, cool. You know, people want to be in their feelings and want to be mad at you. I can't do nothing about him being mad at me. Obviously. I even apologized to him because I didn't want to make him feel that way. But I feel like a lot of people don't understand mental health and how it works and how it can affect so many things around you. So then on top of that, that situation happened, which honestly, I just felt hurt because I felt like I literally was only talking to him, you guys. I wasn't talking to no other guys. I didn't get my number to nobody else. Like, I was focused on something. All of a sudden, I found out that he's back on the app. And I'm like, why are you back on the app? But I'm not on the app because I wasn't using the app because I was only talking to him. He said he thought I was talking to another guy because I got distance with him. I said, no, I was only talking to you. Like, what the hell? Mind you, I did meet another dude off OkCupid. Not meet officially, but we exchanged numbers. This other guy that I met, I didn't even like that. Me and him are just strictly friends. We text every day. We talk on the phone. Cool. We're just friends. He lives in 2 hours away in a whole nother state. We exchanged numbers because we started connecting and having good conversation. So obviously, me and him are just good friends. You know, he said that if he ever comes through this way, he'll come visit me or whatever. But other than that, it's nothing serious between me and the dude that lives in another state. So when he's talking about something, I'm messing with somebody else, I'm like, who? Because I only had given two people my number. It was this guy that's my friend and the other guy that, you know, the one that's mad at me, that's the truck driver. So I'm like, this is so crazy to me that people want to get mad at me and people want to be pissed off at me. For what reason? That shit hurts my feelings, y'all. Because it's like, what did I do? What did I do to deserve the stuff that I have to go through, you know? Like, I'm a good person, y'all, and I treat everybody good, but it's like when I'm going through my shit and my depression and I'm struggling, people love to try to make me feel bad or make me feel like as if I'm not a bad person, but they try to make me feel like I'm in the wrong or something just because I'm having a moment. It's like I can't even have a moment because in other people's eyes, me having a moment is wrong. Like, oh, she can't have a moment because let her have a moment is wrong because she hurting us or whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. He was mad at me. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like, mind you, I'm going through things physically with my body again. All right, I'm having chest pains today. I'm crying. My hands are doing that tingly thing that it did last time when it was going numb. When I went to the urgent care last time about these symptoms, the doctor told me that it was a result of my depression and my anxiety, which was causing me physical pain. I even asked my primary care doctor about it, and he said, yes, that depression and anxiety can cause physical pain. So now I'm back to being fucking sick again, and I just don't know what to do, y'all. It's like, I don't have nobody I can talk to about this stuff. And I mean nobody. The only person I can talk to about this stuff is my therapist. I don't want my mom and dad to know I'm struggling. So I got to fake it through the house like I'm good when I'm not. I'm crying every day because I'm not happy. And I'm tired of the same routines that I have to go through on a daily basis. Like, I don't have nobody I can talk to about this stuff. None of my friends who I thought were my friends are even present. Like, I'm going to be 100% real with y'all. I don't even talk to half of my friends like that. Most of the friends I have that are female, my girlfriends, they all are married or have kids or live with their boyfriends. We don't talk like that. And so when we do talk, it's cool. It's not, it's no love lost, but we all got different work schedules. I don't see them like that unless I talk to them on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. But it's never like one, no, I'm constantly getting to talk to them or constantly getting to freaking see them, because that's not the case. My guy friends that I have, most of them, the ones that I used to talk to on a daily basis that were actually cool and give me advice, half them act like they don't, I don't be able to talk to them. Like, I could list on the ones I have. Like, my friend that passed away was my only true, really guy friend that I had. That was the only person that I had known for like 3 years that really gave a damn about me. Because me and him could have fallen out. Me and him could go a month or two without talking, come back together and still be good. I feel like he was the only true friend I really fucking had, y'all. Especially out of my guy friends. Like, I don't got nobody I can talk to or nobody I can go to. I don't... It's sad. It really is, because I should not feel as alone as I do. And I feel alone. And what's even worse about it is, even when I'm in a room full of people, I still feel alone. And that's sad. I shouldn't feel alone when I'm in a room full of people, but I do. Like, I do. And then my guy friend who I was supposed to be talking to last year, the one that was trying to ask me on dates I was hanging out with, like, he doesn't only hit me up when it's convenient for him. When other than that, we don't fucking talk. I said, I said, watch this. Last time he texted me was last Saturday, y'all. All right. I sent the last message. He never responded. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go the next day and not reach out to him first. Because mind you guys, the only time me and this man talk is if I text him first. And what kind of fucking friendship is that? But this same friend telling me they care about me and blah, blah, blah. How you care about somebody, but I always got to be the one to fucking start the conversations. I always got to be the one to initiate any time that we fucking talk. But you care about me. That's some bullshit, right? So, all right, y'all. Me and this man, we start... I'm going for a long drive, y'all. I'm gonna take y'all with me on this drive because I'm bored. But anyway, so yeah, he basically me and him talking or whatever. So I said, I'm gonna go a couple days and I'll text him to see if he texts me. Mind you, I ain't heard from this man since Saturday, because I was like, watch, he not gonna hit me up, because that's not a fucking true friend. Most of my friends, for real, y'all, this goes for guys and girls, they only hit me up when it's convenient for them. If they don't want nothing, if they can't get nothing, they not hitting my phone. I'm the one that's hitting them up like, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Where you been? I mean, literally, if I don't hit my friends up, most times they won't even fucking hit me up to say, Sherelle, what you doing? Like, literally, it's always me. It's rare. I have rare that I have friends in my phone that will hit my line first. It's always me having to initiate shit. It's always me having to... you know, check on everybody, make sure everybody good. It's always me trying to make sure shit gets done. Like, why? That's not a fucking true friend, period. A real friend is not gonna sit up here and make you be the one that always gotta hit them up to make sure they're good. They wanna hit you up too to make sure you're good as well. And so my friends, if that's how I see my friendships, I don't have none of my friends that I can really hit up and talk to about the shit I'm going through. So I really don't have nobody but my fucking self, and that's sad. And it bothers me, of course, yes, because I feel alone. My therapist asked me in my session last week, do I have a support system? I'm sorry, y'all. Anybody around me who I go to? I said, no, I don't feel like I have nobody like that. Yeah, my parents support me as far as helping take care of my daughter and stuff like that. As far as my mental health, I don't have a fucking support system when it comes to my mental health, because nobody fucking understands the shit that I go through on a daily basis. Nobody cares. That's the problem. Nobody gives a fuck about what I'm going through. Everybody's about themselves and what they can do for themselves. They're not thinking about me or what the fuck I'm going through. They could give a fuck less about me. And I'm sorry about my language, y'all, but I'm just being real with y'all. And it's just like, it's so draining and it's so tiring, y'all, the stuff that I have to endure and go through on a daily basis. Like, this shit is sad. And then people don't understand. And people, I bring people into my life trying to date people, and it's like, the reality is, I don't even like being touched. I don't like people getting close to me. I don't trust nobody, because everybody proves to be... Every time I open up to somebody and I let them get close to me, it's always the same bullshit. I'm always getting hurt. I tell every dude I talk to, I'm not the type of female to talk to multiple men. That's not in my DNA. If I'm talking to you, I'm only talking to you. Most men, they want to fucking be on some bullshit and tell me, oh, I'm only talking to you, Sherelle. Then I find out they're still on the dating apps. They're still talking to other females. If they want to do that, that is fine, because they're not obligated to be faithful to me because we're not in a relationship. That is so cool with me. I don't care if a man want to talk to another female. Every man got the right to do what they want to do if there's no label. Cool. But if that's what you want to do, let me know so I can do what I want to do and I can let go. Because I'm looking for somebody. If I'm being serious with y'all, when it comes to dating, I want somebody that is on the same page as me. I want somebody that only wants to talk to me, not no other female, that wants the same shit as me. Most of these men be saying that shit to me. Then I come to find out they still want to talk to other females and be on these apps. When I get off the apps and I exchange numbers with somebody, I'm serious trying to get to know that person. But it seems like I can never get the same shit I'm giving out back. I can never get it back. That shit is frustrating. It really is. It makes me not want to date. And it's hard enough for me to connect with people, because people are already not about shit. That's why I don't get on these apps like I used to, y'all. I be on and off because there's nobody on these apps I really want to fucking talk to. For real. And I've been, most guys I've been talking to lately been on OkCupid, my bad. And I barely want to get on OkCupid because I don't want to be on that shit, for real. Like, it's nobody on, I mean, but I've been, but that's been the dating app I've been using the most outside of I've been using OkCupid the most outside of I gotta clap my fingers, I'm trying to think. But yeah, I use that dating app the most outside of why can't I think straight, y'all? But yeah, I use that dating app the most outside of any other apps I use, and I use Hinge. But all these fucking apps is not about shit. All the guys are the same. Ain't not one man proved to me why I should let them get close to me. And it's like, it's getting so fucking old, y'all. Shit is old. I'm tired. Like, I really be trying, y'all. I really be trying, but shit never goes the way I want it to. It just sucks. You know, I'm not the type of female to give up on love. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking say men ain't shit and ain't no good men out here, because I didn't encounter good men, so I fucking know that good men exist. I didn't encounter them before. But it's like I'm gonna be real with y'all. A lot of the men I encounter, they not understanding. They don't realize that I have a 5-year-old daughter at home. During the week, Monday through Thursday is rough on me. I literally have to be home with my daughter, okay? Oh, Lord, these people was crossing the road, and they were so dark. I'm glad I ain't hit them. They ain't got no colors on or nothing. They definitely gonna get hit. So, during the week, it's hard for me. And that's what happened with me and this guy that drives the trucks. He got mad and was like, well, why you can't hang out during the week? I said, I told you from jump that I had a 5-year-old daughter. You was okay with that, and I told you that Monday through Thursday is not good for me because she has school. I got work. Like, we both got to be up at 6 a.m. I said, Friday through Sunday is my better days. He got mad. Like, oh, why you can't hang out? Why you can't do this? So, it's just a lot of stuff, y'all. And honestly, I just don't know what to think no more when it comes to people that I try to talk to, man. That shit. Then I just started shutting down because I feel like everybody who I bring into my life, they tell me one fucking thing, and then I find out that they not being truthful or honest with me. And that shit hurts, because it's like, if I'm being honest with you, why the fuck you can't be honest with me? Why the fuck you can't be real with me? Like, I'm over here being honest and real and blunt with you, but I'm not getting that shit back. I even started opening my horizon and started matching with dudes that was a little bit, you know, I stopped looking at age so much. It's okay, because, you know, guys, I'm going to be real with y'all. My ex-boyfriend was 2 years younger than me. And I didn't really care, and he didn't really care, because I don't really look at age like that. As long as the person not, all right, your age, you can't be 18, obviously. I ain't trying to rob nobody cradle. You can't, you know, I do ages like maybe 27 and up or whatever. But anyway, I ain't that old, y'all. Just letting that be known. But anyway, so I even was like, okay, I'm going to start matching with dudes that's younger than me, maybe 2 years younger than me, or you're younger than me, because usually when guys match me and they're young, I don't match back with them because I be thinking they too young. But I started doing the shit saying, you know what, fuck it, Sherelle, because your soulmate might be that person that's 2 years younger than you. How do you know if you always, you know, not matching with them? So I started matching just to see if my fucking soulmate was out there, y'all. So I'm going through all these ups and downs, y'all, just trying to figure shit out in my life. And I'm not gonna sit here and lie, y'all, this shit hurts, because I'm just going through the ringer right now. I'm going through the fucking ringer. That's the only way I can describe it. It's been rough on me, y'all. It's been really, really, really rough on me. And I just, like I said, it's hard to date, you know? And for me, I know for me, I catch feelings fast. I hate to say that about myself. When I start liking somebody, I start liking them fast. And I just want to see where things can go. And I want to be all about that person. But I just feel like I haven't met that person for me yet. I haven't met that person where it just fits like, you know, like a puzzle piece. It doesn't fit. Most of these men that I encounter, we have good conversations and it leads to stuff. But I just don't feel like it fits enough for me to want to be like, yeah, I want to be with you. You know, it's just... It's like, not only am I struggling with depression and anxiety, but I'm struggling with the loss of my friend. That shit, I'm grieving that. He died in August. I told you guys about that. I was going to tell y'all the story again about what happened, but I don't even want to do that because I don't want to cry. But just know that the last time he texted me was the same day he died, and that was heartbreaking. And I'm struggling with his death. So, yes, y'all, a lot is going on, y'all. It's a lot to unpack. My teeth is messing up right now. But, yeah, y'all. I can't believe I had to come back down this way on Wednesday. I'm not looking forward to seeing Dr. Kirk. Let me stop. I gotta see my doctor. Anyway, so a lot of shit is going on, y'all, and it's stressful. So it's like, I just feel so alone. I just have a lot going through my mind, y'all. I'm grieving to death. I'm struggling with depression, anxiety. I'm not happy with my job. Like, the same routine of waking up, doing this job every day is not fulfilling anymore. It's like, I'm at my job, but I'm not fulfilled with my job. I'm not happy with my job. I'm not in a good space with my job right now. And that's what sucks. You know, because obviously I would rather be in a different space with my job. Obviously, I would rather be in a space with my job that feels good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to feel the way it's been feeling, and I don't want to feel depressed or be sad and have to go through the shit that I'm having to go through, because it's rough, y'all. So it's kind of sad. It's a lot to deal with. I'm shutting down because I don't know how else to deal with it. But other than that, I don't know. So, I don't know, y'all. It's like, I just don't know. My mom asked me yesterday, she was like, would I ever have more kids? I said, Mom, like, I've never been in love. I don't know what love feels like. I've loved people, but I've never been in love. I said, Mom, I don't even know, because I would have to have a boyfriend or a husband. I would have to be in love and be happy. And I was like, telling her, like, well, like, Mom, I'm not in a relationship right now. I'm not serious with nobody. And I don't know. I do want more kids if I fall in love, but I don't know, y'all, because I don't see myself falling in love, to be honest. I hate to say that, but all this time it didn't happen, y'all. And I'm gonna just be blunt about something on here too, y'all, because this is the blunt day. To be truthfully honest with y'all, I feel like a part of me is grieving my friend's death too, because towards the end of his death, y'all, we were talking about dating. We were talking about going on a date. We were talking about being serious with each other. And we always told each other we loved each other. And I think I have a lot of regret because I do feel like he could have been the one for me. I'll be real with y'all. He was the one person I could bring my daughter around. Like, anytime I need to come out the house and I ain't had no babysitter and my mom couldn't watch her or my dad couldn't watch her, he'd be like, cool, I'm going to bring my daughters too. So he would bring his daughters, I'd bring my daughter, and we would meet in the middle with our kids. And so, out of all the guys that I've messed with, dated, whatever, he didn't care if my daughter came. Like, he didn't care if my daughter came to, like, stuff. Like, it didn't bother him. It didn't affect him. He would, like, encourage. He'd be like, bring her. Even if his kids were, like, with their mom or if they were with his dad or whoever, you know, he still would tell me, like, bring my daughter. So if I didn't have no sitter, you know, he still would always tell me, like, bring your daughter. It's cool. You can bring her with you and we can, you know, still do stuff. And we used to do stuff even after that. So, it's a lot to unpack, y'all. I know. But, yeah, so I missed that because I trusted him enough to be around my daughter. And he was so good with my daughter. Like, he would play with her. He would buy her food. He would give her gifts. And I'd be like, why are you giving her that? And he'd be like, he said she can have it. Like, he was very easy and good with her. So, y'all, it's a lot. It's just a lot to unpack. And I miss him, and it's just hard, y'all. Because a part of me does feel guilt. Like, because what if I was supposed to be with him? Y'all, I wish I could go into the history of our friendship and all that stuff, but I don't feel like it because I'll start crying again. As I already am, I'll be crying more, but it's just a lot, y'all. And I feel like that's the kind of friend I want, though. If I have to have another guy friend, I want a friend like that. Like, I want a guy friend like him, and I don't think I'm ever going to find that in somebody else. I just don't. Because there was only one him. You can't duplicate. Can't duplicate somebody and bring them back. Like, you can't do that. But I'm so mad because every day when I wake up out of my bed, I think to myself, like, why did it have to be him? Why couldn't he still be here? It's not fair. And I ask myself that every single day. Because it's not fair. He was not supposed to be gone. Not at his age. Not at all. Because since he left, I'm telling y'all, like, nothing feels the same. And it's not even just him. It's like, I'm just depressed. I miss him so much, y'all. So much. And that's why I tell people, I never lost anybody this close to me before. Like, I'm used to losing, like, family members and stuff, but, like, I've never lost a close friend up until he died. And it was the first time I ever lost a friend like that. And so it's turned me up inside because I just don't know how to deal with it. And I miss him so much. And I keep telling myself, like, what if he was the one for me? What if I was supposed to be with him? What if I was supposed to enjoy a relationship with this person? What if I was supposed to love him? What if I was supposed to, I mean, I did love him, but you know what I mean? Like, what if he was the soulmate? What if he was the one I was supposed to be with and I didn't know? Because he kept asking me on dates towards the end of his passing, and I kept being like, you know, our work schedules never matched up at the time, and I just feel guilty. I feel so guilty. So guilty. I just miss him so much. And all I have left is a bunch of memories. And it's like, I can't talk about his death with everybody because I've had people tell me, like, you should have been over it. I had somebody tell me I should have been over it in 7 days. I had people get on me and tell me, like, why I still talk about it or why it still affects me. But they don't understand that that was, like, literally my best friend. That was the person who accepted me for who I was. I didn't have to be nobody else but be around him. That was the person who truly loved me. And yeah, we went through ups and downs in our friendship, but he was the main person that got me. And you don't meet people like that every day. And I feel like it's hard, y'all. It's hard. And I have to sit here and question, should I get back on medication? Should I not? I don't want to be on medication, y'all. I don't. But I also don't want to be struggling every day, crying every day, and not being able to make it through a fucking day without falling apart. And then having to cover it up because I don't want nobody to know that I'm not good. So yeah, y'all, that's why I haven't been recording, because this is what you are getting. This mess of me. You know, because I'm struggling so bad right now. And I don't want nobody listening to judge me. I hope y'all are not judging, because I'm giving y'all raw, unfiltered versions of what's going on with me. And I just hope y'all can understand where I'm coming from. So anyway, you guys, I'm about to be getting something to eat. I guess I'm going to Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I'm gonna give me something to eat, and I will hopefully come back and talk to y'all soon, by the end of the week, hopefully. I just want to go home and eat my food, and I'm gonna take me a shower, and I'm gonna get in the bed, and I'm gonna just chill and try to zone out and not think about it. I see my therapist next Saturday, y'all. So when I see her, I'm definitely going to be asking her about what I can do, because I'm just gonna tell her everything that I'm feeling, and just hopefully she can help me get through this. Because if she can't help me, then I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I just don't. Because I'm tired, y'all, and I can't keep feeling like this every day. Anyway, you guys, I do have one happy thing to tell y'all. I did make it to 500 followers on TikTok. So, shout out to my TikTok. All right, y'all. Peace and love.